This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's podcast, another incredible Jan Slam prize, and who gets the tickets to see Anthony Joshua at his next UK fight. Also, there's Bumble Air Wednesday and your rap names. Good morning, guys. I did like nothing yesterday. How do I sound like this? I sound like I've been out. I sound like if I was on the day after New Year's Eve.
You must have done something.
I haven't.
Must have.
I've watched Big Brother. Oh, yeah. Did a bit of emails. That was it.
I love the idea of you doing admin.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine you sitting there.
Paid a couple of bills.
And sort of just going through it all, figuring it out.
As you know, I do. I've been known to let the post stack up for a bit, just because then it makes it more exciting when you actually do open it. And it really annoys my mum. She's like, Scott, open your post. I'm like, yeah, but if I leave it a couple of weeks, more exciting, isn't it? It's like Christmas. Anyway, good morning, guys. This is Scott Mills on the Radio On Breakfast show.
Listen, good news, everyone. I'm into Game of Thrones now. Oh. I've started from the beginning. So up to now, I have watched Game of Thrones, but in a kind of very weird way. I've watched 4 episodes of season 7, some of season 4.
Annoying.
And now I've decided to go from the start.
Right.
It's brilliant.
One of my friends was like, you need to watch. I know this is going to annoy a lot of people. My friend had a Stranger Things binge yesterday and watched the whole of series 1 and then text me going, actually, it's not very good.
Yeah.
I was like, why did you watch all of it then?
I don't understand the Stranger Things thing. I only watched the first, I think, 2 episodes of that and didn't think it was very good, but everyone's saying it's awesome.
No, he wasn't. But he did manage to get through all of it. Anyway, terrible wind.
Ah, terrible wind, yeah.
Genuinely confused me when it woke me up in the night. I think I woke up about 3 o'clock because it didn't sound like wind.
Mate, also, after watching about 4 episodes of Game of Thrones, when you hear that wind going on, it really, you know, it becomes quite sinister.
Right, does anyone else know what I mean? You know, normally wind does this. This was more like...
It's groaning out there.
Is that actual groan wind? The wind's got a weird noise.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Shona in Aberdeen, who's feeling all smug this time yesterday because she knew the rest of the UK was going to work and Scotland had another day off. So she was listening to us in bed this time yesterday, but just snuggled down the bed just a little bit harder, do you know what I mean? Mm. Knowing that everyone else is going back to work. Not so smug today, Shona. Welcome back, Scotland.
Also, what a start if you happen to go to work today. Like, weather around the UK is pretty...
Terrible wind.
Terrible bad winds.
Hello, Karen saying, not looking forward to going back to work today. First day back after Christmas break. I hate my life. Don't hate your life. It's all right. It's all going to be fine. We're here. You can do this. It's 6:46 on the Radio On Breakfast show. I'm Scott Mills. Oh, there's a cold coming. You can hear it in my voice, can't you?
Winter is coming.
Right, next it's Gucci Gang by Lil Pump. Everyone was doing this yesterday on social media. Your rap name is Lil, and then the first thing you spent money on in 2018. What's yours?
It's either Lil Milk or Lil Samosa.
Right, see, I was just thinking back. I was leaving Leeds after DJing at Prism, and so I stopped at a service station. So mine, I think, mine's Lil Buffet Bar. I'm from the service station.
Yeah,
there.
But you haven't bought a buffet bar, have you?
Yeah, no, you know, but the things you eat.
Oh, what are they?
Oh, my word.
What's this?
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? Is this a health thing?
It's really not a health thing.
So what's a buffet bar, then?
Look it up immediately. Have you not ever been to a service station, babe?
Yes, I have been to a service station, as you know, many times with you.
Why do you not know what a buffet bar is?
Because I don't know why...
Okay, finding that for you now. Let me just Google that for you.
It's a buffet bar.
Never had that.
At 4 a.m. I've never had that.
4 a.m, that is a taste sensation. You've never had a buffet bar.
Right, I've seen you eating that.
Right.
But I just thought it was a...
I've never known...
Pasty or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's in them. It's kind of like...
What is in there?
I don't know. It's a mystery taste. But reassuring. Actually, I don't really know what... I don't think I want to know what's in them. Is it sausage meat?
Which we're trying to find out. It's very hard to find out.
Right. Anyway, that's what I bought. Saw James from the Vamps tweeting yesterday. His rap name is Lil on the first thing he spent money on 2018. His was Lil Pure Gym Day Pass.
That's a good one.
Why?
Gucci Gang.
Scott Mills.
So people are now just texting him with their rap names and not their normal names. So your rap name is Lil and then the first thing you spent money on this year. Good morning to Lil Guinness, who's just been on.
That's the best one yet. That's a great one.
Little 12-inch margarita, good morning to you. Oh, little holiday to Cyprus, someone's doing well. Little large doner kebab, good morning to you. Little oyster top-up for my mum, good morning.
Little Guinness wins, surely.
Little Guinness is good.
Scott Mills.
This is the Radio and Breakfast Show, one of the only shows out there that doesn't feature a relative of Boris Johnson. I'm proud of that. It's 7:17, for a lot of people it's their first day back today. So this could be the worst non-Monday ever.
Yeah, true.
Hope you're okay this morning. Good morning, Lee in Manchester.
Morning, fellas.
Really bad wind.
Yeah, terrible.
It's what my mum would describe as very blowy.
You could put it like that, yeah, I suppose.
Is it blowy in Manchester, please?
Well, you literally like trees are sideways, so...
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, it's been pretty bad. And also, it's got a weird noise, the wind. It's like this. Whoa. Not normal.
It was like a horror movie at mine.
Yeah.
There was sort of the back fence was kind of like crashing. I think it was the fence. Was sort of this sort of noise. And it was, yeah. It was scary as.
It wasn't the foxes again, was it?
I don't know.
But we've got the... We've got the Christmas tree on the front drive on the way out to like get rid of it, and it was like all over the show this morning. I nearly tripped over it getting in my car, so that was fun.
I've noticed this. Loads of people just leaving their trees outside on the pavement.
Yeah, apparently you can get this charity to come pick them up for you. That's what we're doing. So if you give a bit of money to charity, and then come get it for you.
Oh. Are you working today, Lee?
I am. Yeah, I'm a marketing manager.
Okay.
So. Plenty of clients to deal with today, so it should be fun.
Now, something terrible happened at this time yesterday, where Hannah gambled, and it was... She got Nigella Lawson on the Celebrity Gamble, and we ended up playing Sugar Sugar by the Archies. So,
yeah.
Lee, how long have you listened to me on Radio 1?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Every day driving to work, so yeah.
Not normally on this time. Yeah, you're right. But you trust me.
Sorry, yeah, you know
what I mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. But you trust me, right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. This is what I would like to play as the next song on Radio 1 this morning. Skrillex.
Very difficult.
Diplo, Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now?
I would be happy with that.
However, if you want to take the risk on a gamble, you're a gambling man?
I am a gambling man, but I said I'm a gambling man if the tune's not good. But...
Right. OK, well, I can offer you this morning the Celebrities, if you don't choose mine. It's a toss-up between Demi Lovato, Big Shaq and David Walliams.
Right.
How do you feel about those? David Walliams is going to pick something ridiculous, you know it.
Well, probably the same as yesterday.
David Walliams is a top bloke. He did that big swim across the channel, didn't he? He was quality, that.
Doesn't mean his music's actually good, though.
Well, yeah, good point. Demi Lovato is all right. Like a bit of her music. She loves mugs.
Big Shaq is Big Shaq.
Big Shaq, he's probably got something solid, but...
Okay.
Again, your choice is chosen solid, isn't it?
Are you sticking with me, solid choice, or are you going to gamble with one of these three random celebs?
I'm going to have to stick with you, mate.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I am pleased. Oh, I'm so pleased. Thank you. All right, have a good day, Lee.
Yeah, nice one. You too. See you, fellas.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Pleased that got picked this morning. Skrillex, Diplo, Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now? Scott in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning, it's 7:23.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
We sorted out January for you. Every single day this month, we have Out of This World prizes to start your year off right. And there is something for everyone. So make sure you listen every day in January for Jan Slam. 8 a.m. every day is your chance to win. When we announced this prize yesterday, Radio 1 text literally went into meltdown. But it's not too late to enter if you didn't yesterday. In just over half an hour's time, you could win two tickets to watch Anthony Joshua's next UK fight. Plus, you will meet the heavyweight champion of the world himself at the pre-fight weigh-in.
It's amazing this, isn't it? Everyone will want tickets to this fight. The whole world will be watching.
So, this is it.
In the prize corner!
It's the perfect punch! The perfect foil!
Yeah, that's a cracking right hand from Joshua! But then Klitschko responds with the same shot! One of these men is going to get knocked out!
We have witnessed one of the great heavyweight championship contests in recent memory. The winner, the undefeated challenger, AJ Anthony!
Oh, wow. So if you want these tickets, you need to answer this question. But do it now, because 8 o'clock this morning, I'm going to give you a word. If I call your phone, you've got to say that word and nothing else. And that's when you get the tickets. If you say hello or what, it's not going to happen.
Scott Mills.
Good morning. Simon in Worcester, who had a dream last night that he met Anthony Joshua at the weigh-in. Is this some kind of premonition?
Oh, wow. Maybe Simon. It's a sign.
Simon, make sure you buy your phone at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm going to give you a word. I mean, you never know. 7.39 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills in for Grimmy. Jimmy Blake's here. Now, we had Emma Willis on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And all of the ones that we said might be going in the Celebrity Big Brother house didn't.
None of them.
Not none.
None of those rumours were true at all. So it all got started last night. Former Tory MP and Strictly Come Dancing star Anne Widdecombe was by far my favourite, though. She was the first to go in. And her reaction to the house was great. She was in there on her own for a little bit.
Looks like an IKEA showroom. Oh, gracious me. This might be the quickest ever visit to the Big Brother house.
And she carried on.
What, just because of the decor?
Oh, look at those ghastly tables. Absolutely no tradition. My house is entirely Sanderson. Ooh.
What does that mean?
Do you know, what we're listening to there is the new host of Homes Under the Hammer,
I think. Oh, look at those ghastly tables.
It would be amazing.
A Dion Dublin audition type.
What became clear as it went on is that she wanted to peddle those feelings onto everyone that came into the house. So next in was friend of the Kardashians, Malika Haq.
I'm Anne.
Hi, Anne. I'm Malika.
You're?
Malika.
Malika.
Yes.
Isn't this ghastly?
I love it. Nice
what?
To meet you, Anne.
Hi.
Let's chit-chat.
Shall we go by the fire?
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, don't worry. It's not a real one.
It's not.
Just relentlessly negative.
I mean, you couldn't get two more different people. Just listen.
I'm Anne.
Hi, Anne. I'm Malika.
Obsessed.
So then she had a bit of a love-in with Rachel Johnson. They've met before. She wasn't really sure who Ashley James was. That was the one who introduced herself as a social media influencer.
Well, it was a bit awkward because everyone was like, so what do you do? And she went, presenter, DJ, social media influencer.
Sure. And then there was another chance for Anne to have a dig at the decor when India Willoughby, who's Britain's first transgender newsreader, went in.
Hey, it looks nice. This bit's a bit like IKEA.
Right,
looks a nice house, doesn't it?
Welcome.
No, it's
awful.
No, terrible. Brutal,
Anne. So the others who went in were Amanda Barry, who used to play Alma in Corrie, ex-detective Maggie Oliver, and glamour model Jess Impazzari. Am I getting that right?
Impiazzi. I think.
Nailed it. So, and they also announced, because they sort of teased that men are going to go in at some point, and they announced on the bit on the side afterwards with Ryland that John Barnes is going to be the first man going in.
Oh, right. Okay.
So none of the rumours were right from yesterday.
I thought it was all about the girls.
All about the girls, but some men will go in at some point.
Okay.
But we don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Something we did get right yesterday, though, just quickly, was Justin Timberlake being ready to release new music. So yesterday afternoon, he announced that Man of the Woods is indeed a new album, not a survival DVD or anything like that, and it'll be out on February the 2nd.
Although we were saying earlier, all of the stuff online looks like he's about to do like The Revenant 2.
Mm. Yeah, it's looking cinematic.
Like climb inside a grizzly bear.
Just walking through cornfields, all that kind of thing. So we've also had the first big festival announcement of the year from America. Coachella have put out their poster listing everyone playing. I don't know if I prefer that way or the way that a lot of festivals here do it, where they kind of tease
who's playing.
Yeah. Well, they just announced it all in one
go. They put a big poster out. So the headliners are The Weeknd, Eminem and Beyonce. Beyonce going back, she had to pull out last year because pregnant with twins. So she was replaced with Lady Gaga. So that'll be a big one this time of her coming back. Haim, Tyler, the Creator, Alt-J, Kygo, Jesse Ware, Lil Declan McKenna, hundreds of others. So that's across the two sort of middle weekends of April in California. They do two weekends of the same lineup. So.
Yeah, that's one I generally don't check Instagram because I just get FOMO.
Oh, yeah, but that's one where everyone looks immaculate.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I was talking to one of my friends that went there last year, and they say it's unlike a festival here, because, like, here, everyone just gets mud in their hair and just, like, drinks cider.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not the same in LA. It's, like, super clean. And it's like, would you like to do some yoga on this mat before having this juice?
It's not for me, sure. I don't think.
Well, I know, I think it is for me.
You're all over that.
Yeah, like a really clean festival, lush.
And finally, just to quickly confirm something that we kind of all knew, Ed Sheeran bossed 2017. It's pretty much a year actually since he came and sat in here and said, I've got a new album coming, it's going to be huge, and he was right.
Yeah.
So the BPI, they look after all the record labels in the UK. They've announced that Divide was the year's most streamed and downloaded album and was the most bought CD and vinyl in the UK.
And that's all down to us, yeah.
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Danny in Nottingham, saying, it's true what you said about the high wind. This morning I've gained a trampoline on my front drive.
Oh, no.
It's not all bad. You can gain stuff from the winds.
Do I have to give it back, I'm sure?
Well, if it's blown into your garden, do you have to give it back? Because technically you've not stolen it. It's an act of God.
It might just find its way back, you know, right, with the winds and that.
Right. See, I think I've gained on my front bit someone else's Christmas tree. So now there's two out there, so... Thanks, Eleanor.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. Lines are now closed for our Anthony Joshua competition. In three songs' time, I'm going to phone one person back. These are the tickets for Anthony Joshua's next UK fight, and you'll get to meet him at the weigh-in. The heavyweight champion of the world. Okay, so I'm going to call one of you back in three songs. If your phone rings, this is the word you need to answer with. Bell. That's Bell. B-E-L-L. Bell.
Like boxing bell.
That's it. But don't say boxing bell. It's just the word
bell.
Bell. So I'm imagining if you're on the bus this morning, that's going to be a little bit... awkward bell, but think about it. That has to be the only word you say. And if it is the first thing you say when you answer your phone, you'll win tickets for you and a mate to watch Anthony Joshua's next UK fight. And you will meet the champ himself at the pre-fight weigh-in. This is incredible.
You've just got to answer your phone with that word. Don't take any risks.
Scott Mills.
Oh.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
A lot of people's first day back today. It's cold. It's pretty gloomy and dark. The wind is howling round. Today is peak January.
Ugh.
But I could be about to make your entire year. What about going to see you and a mate, or girlfriend, boyfriend, husband or wife, whatever, Anthony Joshua's next UK fight, and you'll get to meet him. Will definitely be your most liked selfie ever.
Also, how good for your mate or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whoever you bring along with you. Like, they're going to owe you.
It's not like that, Chris. That's not how relationships work.
Well,
yeah, you owe me now.
I don't know how they can beat that.
So, it's time. Here we go.
Ah!
In 2017, Anthony Joshua fought Carlos Takam in which UK capital city? The options were A, Belfast, B, Cardiff, C, Edinburgh. If you texted box B followed by your name and age, I could be calling you back right now. If your phone rings and you answer with the word I gave you at 8 o'clock, you are going to Anthony Joshua's next UK fight. You'll get to meet him at the pre-fight weigh-in. Oh, this is stress. Because if you don't say the word... I can't send you there. In front of me, I have got a list of randomly selected phone numbers. If you or someone you know did enter this, make sure you buy your phone now and answer with the word I gave you at 8 o'clock. If you miss this, you would be absolutely gutted, wouldn't you?
This is turn the radio up time.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Remember the word I told you. Let's try again. Someone else. Don't say hello.
Oh, you've done all the hard work of texting in.
I don't. It's horrible.
Oh, come on, mate.
Come on. Okay, we're going to try another line. Okay, I think we're through. I forgot how stressful this was.
No.
Oh, come on.
There's so many people listening right now.
There's so many people
who are desperate to win these tickets.
Just say the
word.
Okay. Here we go again. So many people texting going, call me, I'll say it.
Well?
Yeah! Hello. Hi, who are you?
Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah, good, thanks.
That was stressful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was stressful.
Hey, listen, you've just won tickets for you and whoever you want to take to see Anthony Joshua's next UK fight.
Oh, my God.
Who are you going to take, or do you not want to commit at this point?
Probably take my partner.
Pardon?
I'll probably take my partner.
Okay, who's that?
His name is
Will. Okay. Well, listen, you will get to meet Anthony at the pre-fight weigh-in as well. So get that phone ready for that selfie.
Yeah.
I'll let that sink in for a bit because it's ridiculous, this prize.
Oh, Scott, it's so good. Yeah, I'm so jealous of you winning this. You're going to have the best time.
Oh, my God, I thought I'd win.
And well done as well for answering with the word, which was bell. Amy, you're going to see Anthony Joshua.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Oh, now that's awkward. Hello, Luke, who says, I was already then. Already, and now I have the word bell written on my hand in large letters and offer a meeting with my boss. Not ideal, that, is it?
Woody on Twitter says, even drove the longest way to work to make sure I had a signal. Absolutely gutted. There's so many people who would have loved those tickets. But the amazing thing is we're giving away these incredible prizes every day this month.
I know. I mean, I understand if you're a massive fan of Anthony Joshua, you are a little bit gutted right now.
Scott Mills.
I must look terrible today. Do I look awful?
Yeah, I'm a little worse than normal, but why?
It's because I'm a bit ill. Winter voice. Why? Because I've got Face ID now set up on my phone and it's not recognising me at all. That's not a good sign, is it?
Do you know what? I think Face ID for someone like yourself is going to be a problem. Because you go on these holidays, don't you? And you come back with different face.
Right. But I only set this up a week ago. Oh, well.
It's going to be like, it's going to look back at you and be like, huh?
Yeah. That's not the same person.
Scott Mills.
Winter is coming. You can tell by my voice. That was Boemi, Ed Sheeran, and Fuse ODG. Also in there, Chainsmokers Paris and NF Let You Down. It's 9:13. We're on breakfast until Grimmy returns next Monday. Stuff you might have missed while you're sleeping. The full lineup of CBeebies for now have gone into the house. It's all females at the moment. Men will arrive on Friday. Until then, it's all the girls, including Anne Widdecombe, friend of the Kardashians, Malika Hack, Rachel Johnson, sister of Boris, because the whole family getting involved, a lady that used to play Alma in Coronation Street, and glamour model Jess Impiazzi, and an ex-detective called Maggie Oliver. First man in the house, John Barnes, on Friday.
Mm. Do you know what I like about shows like this, though, is they often form friendships that then go outside of the house. So then you do have situations where Anne Widdecombe
is friends with someone from X on the Beach.
Yes, but or might become friends with the Kardashians, yeah. Which would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be so good. Even the clip, I'll try and find it for you in a minute, of Anne meeting the Kardashians' friend last night. I mean, it's just, it's totally like worlds colliding.
Yeah. But that's what's great. Imagine them hanging out outside of the house. It'd be awesome.
I'm Anne.
Hi, Anne. I'm Malika.
You're?
Malika.
Malika.
Yes.
Isn't this ghastly?
I love it. Nice what? To meet you, Anne.
Hi.
Let's chit-chat.
Shall we go by the fire?
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, don't worry. It's not a real one.
You know where people are just relentlessly negative? I know one friend in particular who is just negative about everything. It's just
is it
their
me?
Way.
Is it
no,
me?
No, no. It's not you. Well... No, because you're actually quite a positive person.
Thank you.
Like, you do have a go at people, but you're sort of generally positive. But I mean people who just find anything to have a go at anything. Like,
and what's their name?
Well, I feel bad saying.
No, go on.
All right, so my friend Jamie...
Oh, you went there.
He is just a negative person. So he'll sit down at this table and go... Table's a bit wobbly, isn't it? It just looks for negatives in life, like in absolutely everything.
In other news this morning, I set up face recognition on my new phone last week. That's not working today because I obviously look terrible, as well as not sounding the best. Harry in York's been on saying, see, I don't know about things like this. This could be a wind up. If your face ID doesn't work, you have to look into the screen and go, don't you know who I am? Just try that now. Don't you know who I am? No, still asking for passcode.
Scott Mills.
Every Wednesday, because it is Wednesday, we play Gypsy King's Bumbleo to celebrate that we're halfway through the week, and we play some of our favourite clips that we've played on the show before. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Feels weird, because it doesn't feel like Wednesday, but okay.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Here's Pink on our show, surprising a superfan. She was so surprised, she was nearly sick.
Jordan.
Hello?
Jordan?
Hello?
Sky's Adam Bolton with a sandwich.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
Halfway through a baguette there. David Cameron signs off outside number 10. Microphone left on.
Right.
Holly Willoughby messes up Star Wars on This Morning.
And fans will be very excited because... back.
Holly. I mean, you can't tell the fans exactly what happens.
I don't know.
Released.
I don't know what happens. That is out there. In a far, far galaxy.
Oh, gosh. You know what?
But this
things
could be
happen.
A red herring.
Things
I mean,
happen.
Is
get your
he?
Ticket. Get well, your ticket.
Well, maybe it wasn't the
fact.
I can't reveal that.
One of our favourite Who's from December's Who Vent calendar.
Have a giggle with the latest fun sounds from Text 8228. Subscribe to Text 8228 clubs for £3 per week and receive up to 3 fun sounds.
Four. Hello, it's me, your mobile phone.
Text H5. Four.
How long it take for you to pick up this?
Text H4. Four.
I'm a bird. Easy.
Text H3 for the Dixie horn. Text H2 or 4.
Please hold your pick up the telephone.
Text H1 to 8228 now. Fun sounds are not endorsed by any celebrity.
Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve demanding hot tea cause cold.
Happy New Year! I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
Man tries to set up Alexa.
Trevor! 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 Trevor!
His son may have told him that it's called Trevor.
Alexi! Say something then! Alexi! Alexis! Alexi! Sing me a song! Alexi!
Trevor!
Alexi!
Porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así.
Hello, James. Bumbleoing while window cleaning in Birmingham. Loving the New Year's first gap, lads.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's Noski in Bristol. Connie, Lynn, Gus, BJ Ford, Addy, and many more have just bumbleoed all over their car on the way to Wales. Emily Galloway says, yes, I had the klaxon ringtone. I think we all had. Come on, first one of the new year. It does feel a bit wrong because we've literally just started the week, but never mind, eh? Yeah, Alex and Stoke.
Let's get involved, let's do this.
Will, while dropping his fiancée Laura off at work. James in traffic in Ipswich, having a little bumble, even though it doesn't feel entirely right.
Kieran enjoying his new pool table. Just bumbling away.
We're bumbling on the way back from a skiing holiday in the French Alps on an 8-hour drive. That's Matt and Hayley from Maidstone. Kat bumbling on her own in Milton Keynes. Sometimes it's fine on your own. Please play Trevor one more time. It brings me joy. That's from Kieran in Shrewsbury.
Trevor! 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 Oh, I tell you what, smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Thanks, Len.
It's me every time.
Bobby in Doncaster. Lisa in London. Sam, who's not been to work for 4 weeks, kind of forgotten what to do, really. Martin, the junior doctor in Leeds. Will, bashing Bush in Fritton. He's a farmer. And one more. Dan in Colchester. I can't get the high note, son.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
You know when sometimes you put something on social media, like, well, that won't do well, and it really has. This happened to me last night when I was just tweeting a couple of things about CBB, Celebrity Big Brother. All I put was, hi, I'm a social influencer. So I've like over 1,000 likes now. It's because, what's her name? Ashley James went into the house. Now, she was telling people she's a DJ, producer, and a social influencer. No, I've never seen her.
No.
Is that bad?
Well, you're not personally influenced by her then?
I wouldn't say no.
Well, maybe message us if you have been influenced.
Yeah, if you have been socially influenced by Ashley, then let us know.
Could be interesting.
So, yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Like, on tomorrow.
Also, I'd forgotten you did this. Did I see you or did I make this up?
Oh.
Were you on some Channel 5 show over Christmas? Talking about... what was it?
Yeah.
Like, you know those talking heads?
I actually thought I'd sneak that under the radar.
What was it you were talking about?
Do you know what? The worrying thing is, Scott, I've done, I think, 2 or 3 of these talking about things that I'm not entirely certain about.
Oh, I did a whole I did a whole one about Geordie Shore once, having not watched any of it.
Yeah. one of them in particular was really odd. I think it was about Greece or something like that. So it's me like going...
What are you doing?
Oh, Scott, I've not seen it, so I don't want to delve too deep in case
what, the
it's
film
not as
Greece?
Bad as I was slightly worried
the
about.
The film Greece?
Yeah.
Why would you go on and talk about that?
I know.
And why are you suddenly the expert on Greece?
I know.
What was the other one?
All valid questions.
It wasn't Greece.
Oh,
it
so was, that's not been out
it
yet.
It was something else.
Well, I actually don't... Honestly, was it Christmas songs?
Might have been, yes. I think it was Christmas songs.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
There's another one as well.
You know when it's like... We were saying, though, like, a lot of people say presenter now. So, like, not yourself, because you are one. But, like, somebody else will come up and it'll be like, Mark Wiggins, and he'll be talking about Christmas songs, and it'll say underneath, presenter.
Well, what did it come up with?
So, mate, I've never seen you. I'm not
social influencer.
I think it just said Radio 1 DJ or something,
fine.
Yeah, which is fine.
I know.
But when it says presenter, I'm like, well, what on what? Happens a lot, doesn't it? People just put presenter. Anyway, Ashley is a presenter on something, and because that's what she said to the rest of the house last night.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.